نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها. آمين. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم وجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. آمين. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار وجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. آمين. O Allah, provide us company in our loneliness and anxiety in our graves. O Allah, have mercy upon us with this Quran, with this great Quran, and make it for us a leader, a guide, a light, and mercy. Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nasina. O Allah, remind us of it what we have forgotten. Wa'alimna minhuma jahilna, and teach us that which we do not know of it. Warzuqna tilawatahu ana al-layli wa ana an-nahar, and grant us the ability to recite it at night and during the day at all times. Waj'alhu lana hujjatan ya rabbal alameen, and make it for us an excuse in our favor, O Rabb, Lord of all the worlds. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The 30th Juz, Alhamdulillah. Surah An-Naba. Naba means the news or happening. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yatasaalun. About what are they asking one another? The kuffar were asking about the Day of Judgment, because they denied it. They could not believe it. Not because they could not believe it, because they did not want to believe it. At the end of Surah Al-Mursalat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Then in what statement after it, meaning the Quran, will they believe? Here Allah asks us a question. About what are they asking one another? عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. About the great news, the resurrection. الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. That over which they are in disagreement. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. No, they are going to know. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Then no, they are going to know. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادَ. Have we not made the earth a resting place? Look around them. Look at their creation. Look at where they are. The earth upon which they walk, the earth upon which they build, the earth from which they get their livelihood. Have we not made the earth a resting place, and the mountains as stakes? Why is that important for us? Mountains have very deep roots, sometimes deeper than the height of the mountain, to stabilize the land and balance the earth so that we can use the earth as a resting place. And we have created you in pairs, Allah says, and made your sleep a means for rest, and made the night as clothing, covering it conceals us in the darkness. The darkness also helps us to rest. Allah says, and made the day for livelihood. The day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the day for working, for waking up and working. All of this is a construction of Allah, the design of Allah, the organization of Allah. He has organized our lives into phases, into portions, alhamdulillah, and constructed above you seven strong heavens, and made therein a burning lamp, the sun, and sent down from the rain clouds, pouring water, life-giving, that we may bring forth thereby grain and vegetation, and gardens of entwined growth. Indeed, the day of judgment is an appointed time. Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata, yawma yunfakhu fi suri, فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. the day the horn is blown, and you will come forth in multitudes, like armies of people running out of the graves. And the heaven is opened and will become gateways for what? The angels to descend. And the mountains are removed and will be but a mirage, as if they had not been there. Why? Because we will need all of that room to stand, all of humanity. Indeed, hell has been lying in wait for the transgressors, a place of return, in which they will remain for ages unending. They will not taste therein any coolness or drink, except scalding water and foul purulence, an appropriate recompense. This is in proportion to and comparable with their crimes, Allah says. Subhanallah, indeed they were not expecting an account. Why are they there? Innahum kanu la yarjuna hisaba, people who are not ready for an account. They are not expecting that they will be questioned and their deeds will be added up and subtracted. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا, and they denied our verses with emphatic denial. But all things we have enumerated in writing. So taste the penalty, and never will we increase you except in torment. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah tells us, their skins will be replaced, so that they continue to feel the pain and the torture. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah says, the fire will keep getting rekindled. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this massive punishment. Ameen. Indeed, for the righteous is attainment. Inna lilmuttaqina mafaza, hadaiqa wa a'naba, gardens and grapevines, wa kawa'iba atraba, and full-breasted companions of equal age, wa ka'san dihaqa, and a full cup of delicious wine. No ill speech will they hear therein, or any falsehood, as reward from your Lord, a generous gift made due by account. This is a result of both their own righteous deeds and the limitless generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a gift calculated to be adequate. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make us of these people. Ameen. Another gift, have you noticed, is that they will not hear any ill speech. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا. No lies and no bad words. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make us of these people who dislike ill speech, bad words, angry words, insulting words, backbiting, all of those things, and also falsehood, lying, dishonesty. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا الرَّحْمَنِ, from the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them, the Most Merciful, they possess not from Him authority for speech. Nobody will have the ability to speak without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day that the Spirit, Jibril alayhi salam, and the angels will stand in rows, they will not speak except for one whom the Most Merciful permits, and he will say what is correct. That is the true, meaning certain day. So he who wills may take to his Lord a way of return. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. Find a direct route through correct beliefs, righteous deeds, deeds according to the sunnah. Find the way that you can to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, this is the true day. You are bound to meet Him, but find the correct way to meet Him. Allahumma ja'alna minhum, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Surah An-Naziat. An-Naziat, the extractors. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wan-Nazi'ati gharqa, by those angels who extract with violence. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى, and by those who remove with ease. According to a long hadith in Musnad Ahmad, the Prophet ﷺ has described the extraction of the soul of the believer and the unbeliever. The Malikul Maut, the angel of death, sits at the head of the body, and at the foot of it, towards the right, slight right, are angels who are waiting for the soul to be extracted, so that it can wrap it, either in a rucksack, an evil-smelling sack made for the people of hellfire, or a beautiful silk-perfumed cloth for people who will go to Jannah. They sit and wait for Malikul Maut to extract the soul. He inserts his hand, and he takes out the soul. The soul of a believer glides out as if a drop of water is falling. Alhamdulillah. And the soul of a disbeliever is scared, does not want to come out. The soul runs towards the feet and then comes out as if cotton wool is entangled in thorns with a lot of pain. Allah swears by these angels, by those angels who extract with violence, and by those who remove with ease, and by those who glide as if swimming smoothly with speed to execute Allah's commands, and those who race each other in a race, they race to deliver the souls of the believers to Jannah, and those who arrange each matter according to Allah's decree. On the day the blast of the horn will convulse creation, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّاضِفَةِ, there will follow it the subsequent one, قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ, hearts that day will tremble, أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةٌ, their eyes humbled, يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ, they are presently at this moment in this dunya saying, will we indeed be returned to our former state of life? Allah says, look at them. Look at how they still question. When all of this is reality, what Allah has described above is all reality. And they say, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرًا, even if we should be decayed bones. They say that then would be a losing return, meaning if that were so, we would not be able to escape the punishment. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَا زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدًا, Allah says, indeed it will be but one shout, and suddenly they will be alert upon the earth's surface. Has there reached you the story of Moses? Allah says, question your past. Look at what happened in the past. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى, when his Lord called to him in the sacred valley of Tuwa, go to Pharaoh, indeed he has transgressed, and say to him, would you be willing to purify yourself and let me guide you to your Lord so you would fear him? And he showed him the greatest sign, the signs, the miracles that Musa alayhi salam came with, but he, Pharaoh, denied and disobeyed. Then he turned his back, striving, plotting, and he gathered his people and called out, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى, and said, I am your most exalted Lord. Subhanallah. فَأَخَذَ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى, so immediately Allah says, so Allah seized him in exemplary punishment for the last and the first transgression. Indeed, in that is a lesson, a warning for whoever would fear Allah. Are you a more difficult creation, or is the heaven? He, Allah, constructed it. Allah is telling the kuffar, look around you. The kuffar acknowledged that all of this was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a complicated and beautiful world it is. They acknowledged it. Allah reminds them, are you more difficult to create than this amazing, huge, massive heaven and earth? Allah says he raised its ceiling and proportioned it, and he darkened its night and extracted its brightness. He created the day from within the surrounding darkness. Because when we go out in space, everything is dark. Even where the sun is shining in our solar system, it is all still dark. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it light upon earth. Allah says, and after that he spread the earth. So Allah created the heavens first, and then he created the earth. He extracted from it its water and its pasture, and the mountains he set firmly as enjoyment for you and your grazing livestock. But when there comes the greatest overwhelming calamity, At-tammatul kubra, yawma yatadhakkaru al-insanu ma sa'a, on that day man will remember that for which he strove. On that day every person will remember, this was my goal in this dunya. This particular point, this particular end result was what I was striving for. Every one of us strives for something different. What is it that we spend most of our energies and our efforts for? On that day, Allah says, every single human will remember and immediately recognize within himself or herself. وَبُرِّزَتُ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى, and hellfire will be exposed for all those who see. So as for he who transgressed and preferred the life of the world, then indeed hellfire will be his refuge. If someone strove just for this world, Allah says, then his hell and hellfire will be his refuge. But as for he who feared the position of his Lord, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, the position of Allah, who is Allah, if someone truly feared that, and also feared standing before this great deity, and prevented the soul from unlawful inclination, Allah says, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, hawa are base desires, control themselves from base desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, then indeed paradise will be his refuge. اللهم جعلنا منهم آمين. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the hour. When is its arrival? In what position are you that you should mention it? Why are you asking about this? Are you ready for it? To your Lord is its finality. You are only a warner for those who fear it. Warning affects only those who fear Allah, who fear the Day of Judgment. It will be on the day they see it as though they had not remained in the world except for an afternoon or a morning thereof. Surah Abasa. Abasa, he frowned. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abasa wa tawalla. He, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, frowned and turned away. Anja'ahu al-a'ma, because there came to him a blind man, interrupting. Who was this blind man and why was the Prophet, peace be upon him, frowning? This blind man was Ibn Ummi Makhtum radiallahu anhu. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once to ask him a question about Iman, about Islam. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, was busy with the leaders of Quraysh. They were conversing with him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became somewhat impatient, turned away from him just for a bit because he wanted to concentrate on speaking to the leaders of Quraysh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these ayat. He, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, frowned and turned away because there came to him the blind man interrupting. But what would make you perceive, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that perhaps he might be purified or be reminded and the remember would benefit him? As for he who thinks himself without need, to him you give attention? Here is a reference to a certain influential member of Quraysh to whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom he hoped would come to Islam, because this person did not have any need of faith, did not have any need of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to him you give attention, and not upon you is any blame if he will not be purified. If he will not be purified and become a Muslim, that he will not accept the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, you're not to blame. But as for he who came to you striving for Allah, while he fears Allah, meaning the blind man Ibn Ummi Makhtum, for him you are distracted? Allah asks, subhanallah, no, indeed these verses are a reminder, so whoever wills may remember it. What was the level of love of Ibn Ummi Makhtum for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At the time of Tabuk, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going on this hard and difficult war to fight the Romans, Ibn Ummi Makhtum came to him and asked him for a ride because he wanted to go for jihad. He was blind. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that he did not have a right to give him, he started weeping. He cried. He cried and went home. Subhanallah. Abu Umama reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily the most admired ally, wali of mine, is a believer of simple means and given to prayer, who has been excellent in the worship of his Lord and has obeyed him in secret, who was obscure among people and not famous, whose sustenance was barely sufficient, yet he bore it patiently. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrapped his hands and said, death will come early to him, his mourners and inheritors will be few. Allahu Akbar. Fame and recognition is not a sign of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor is it an indication of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves people for very different reasons. Allah loved Ibn Ummi Makhtum so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's small mistake and he preserved it in the Quran. And this is a lesson for us. And this is a great lesson for the da'i, the one who calls to Allah, and also for the one who is called. Allah says this Quran is a reminder for anyone who wants to remember it. No, indeed, these verses are a reminder, so whoever wills may remember it. It is recorded in honored sheets, exalted and purified, carried by the hands of messenger angels, noble and dutiful. Destroyed, cursed is man, how disbelieving is he. From what thing, what substance did he, Allah, create him? From a sperm drop he created him and destined for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his destiny, فَقَدَّرَهُ. Then he eased the way for him. Allah gave him a life, family, job. Allah made it easy. Then he causes his death and provides a grave for him, a place to be buried, a place of lodging. Then when he wills, he will resurrect him. Kalla, no, he, man, has not yet accomplished what he commanded him. Subhanallah, Allah says he has not done what he was supposed to do. Man has not yet accomplished the purpose for which he was created. To worship Allah, to be humble towards Allah. Allah says then let man look at his food. How we poured down water in torrents. Then we broke open the earth, splitting it with sprouts, and caused to grow therein grain, and grapes, and herbage, and olive and palm trees, and gardens of dense shrubbery, and fruit, and grass, as enjoyment for you and your grazing livestock. But when there comes the deafening blast, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On the day a man will free from his brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, and his mother and his father, and his wife and his children. The day when there's a deafening blast, every man will free from his brother, from his mother, from his father, from his wife, and his children. Everyone will run away from each other. The mother will run away from the children will run away, disown the mother. Allah says, for every man that day will be a matter adequate for him. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself, he will only be concerned with himself. He will not have the opportunity or ability or desire to care about anyone else. He will be only preoccupied with himself, with herself. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ. Some faces that day will be bright. ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبِشِرَةٌ. Laughing, rejoicing at good news. وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ. And other faces that day will have upon them dust. تَرْهَقُهَا قَطَرَةٌ. Blackness will cover them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. Those are the disbelievers, the wicked ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever wants to see Qiyamah, as if from his eyes, should read this surah attentively. Surah At-Takwir. At-Takwir, the wrapping. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha shamsu kuwirat, when the sun is wrapped up in darkness. Wa idha nujumun kadarat, and when the stars fall dispersing. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, and when the mountains are removed. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, and when the full-term female camels are neglected. Those 10 months pregnant and nearing delivery. This verse alludes to the distraction from the most valued of possessions. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, and when the wild beasts are gathered, and when the seas are filled with flame, and when the souls are paired, meaning with another soul like it, joined in groups, in sects. And when the girl who was buried alive is asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, for what sin she was killed, And when the pages are spread, made public, the book of deeds, subhanallah. And when the sky is stripped away, and when hellfire is set ablaze, and when paradise is brought near. Ulimat nafsum ma ahdarat. A soul will then know what it has brought with it. So I swear by the retreating stars, those that run their courses and disappear, by the night as it closes in, and by the dawn when it breathes, that indeed it, the Qur'an, is a word conveyed by noble messenger, Jibreel alayhis salam, ذي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ, who is possessed of power, and with the owner of the throne secure in position. Obeyed there in the heavens and trustworthy, Jibreel alayhis salam. This is the praise of Jibreel alayhis salam, the Imam, the leader of all angels. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ, and your companion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not at all mad. And he has already seen him, Jibreel alayhis salam, in the clear horizon. And he is not a withholder of knowledge of the unseen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not withhold that knowledge of the unseen, which Allah had revealed to him in the Qur'an. And it, the Qur'an, is not the word of a devil expelled from the heavens. So where are you going? Which direction, Allah says, are you going to? In huwa illa dhikrul lil alameen. It is not except a reminder to the worlds, for whoever wills among you to take a right course. Allah says, make an intention. Will that you want to do this. Determine that you want to take a right course. An yastaqim. But Allah then also reminds us, wa ma tasha'una. And you do not will. Illa an yasha Allahu Rabbul Alameen, except that Allah wills, Lord of the worlds. So ask Him, and He will. Surah Al-Infitar. Al-Infitar, the breaking apart. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha sama'un fatarat. When the sky breaks apart, and when the stars fall scattering, and when the seas are erupted, and when the contents of graves are scattered, a soul will then know what it has put forth and kept back. Ya ayyuhal insanu, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O mankind, what has deceived you concerning your Lord, the Most Generous, who created you, proportioned you, and balanced you? In whatever form He willed, has He assembled you? Kalla, bal tukazzibuna bid-deen. No, but you deny the recompense. Yawmuddin, the day of recompense. You deny that anyone will ever question you. Wa inna alaykum lahafizin. And indeed appointed over you are keepers, the angels who preserve the deeds of men in records. One on the right, one on the left. Kiraman katibin. They are noble and recording. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know whatever you do, every single thing. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the angels also preserve every single thing that we do. Our bodies, remember, also preserve every single thing that we do. Whatever action we perform is known to multiple entities. Nothing that we do is hidden behind a curtain. It is all exposed. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Indeed the righteous will be in pleasure, and indeed the wicked will be in hellfire. They will enter to burn therein on the day of recompense, and never therefrom will they be absent. And what can make you know what is the day of recompense? Then what can make you know what is the day of recompense? It is the day when a soul will not possess for another soul power to do a thing. And the command that day is entirely with Allah. All authority today also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He has given us freedom of choice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his aunt Safiya and his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, La amliku lakum min Allahi shay'a. I do not have any authority to save you from Allah. He called his family, Banu Hashim, Banu Abdul Muttalib, save yourselves from the fire. By Allah, I do not have any authority to save you from Allah. Sahih Muslim. Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Those who give less. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina, the people were the worst in measuring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Waylul lil mutaffifin. Woe to those who give less than due. Those who cheat people by giving them less than what they paid for, when they weigh or measure, an amount so little as to hardly be noticed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, destroyed are those who, when they take a measure from people, take in full, when they themselves take a measure from people, they are careful that they have not been cheated. But if they give by measure or by weight to them, Allah says, they cause loss. Do they not think that they will be resurrected for a tremendous day, the day when mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds? Before standing on that day, in this dunya, the Prophet ﷺ said, the nation that gives less in measurement is affected by famine, extreme hardship, and oppression by the rulers. And on the day when people stand, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, our sweat will reach till half of our ears. The sun will be extremely near. People will be in sweat according to their amal, their actions. Sahih Muslim. Do they not think that they will be resurrected for a tremendous day? The day when mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds? Kalla, inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin. No, indeed, the record of the wicked is in sijjin. And what can make you know what is sijjin? It is their destination recorded in a register inscribed. Waylun yawma idhil lil mukaththibeen. Woe that day to the deniers who deny the day of recompense, and none deny it except every sinful transgressor. When our verses are recited to him, he says, legends of the former peoples. Kalla, bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. No, rather the stain has covered their hearts of that which they were earning. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when a person sins, a black spot appears on his heart. If he repents, the blackness is removed. And if instead of repenting, keeps sinning, the blackness keeps increasing and covers the whole heart. Subhanallah, Allah says, rather the stain has covered their hearts of that which they were earning. This stain stops them, prevents them from recognizing the truth. The stain makes the heart hard, tough, inflexible. And we can all test ourselves. If I am affected by the Quran, if my eyes shed tears, if I am moved by the remembrance of Allah, then alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed the stains from my heart. But if I try, but I am not affected by the Quran, the tears don't roll down my eyes, I read the Quran every year, but nothing happens, my amal doesn't change, my actions don't change, then the stains on my heart are preventing me from absorbing it. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all of our stains. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah says, no, rather the stain has covered their hearts of that which they were earning. No, indeed, from their Lord that day, they will be partitioned. There will be a barrier. They will not be able to see him. Then indeed, they will enter and burn in hell. Then it will be said to them, this is what you used to deny. Kalla, inna kitab al-abrari lafi illiyin. No, indeed the record of the righteous is in illiyun. And what can make you know what is illiyun? Ali is from high. It is their destination recorded in a register inscribed. Their destination in the highest levels of paradise. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ameen, which is witnessed by those brought near to Allah. Indeed, the righteous will be in pleasure on adorned couches, observing. You will recognize in their faces the radiance of pleasure. They will be given to drink pure wine, which is sealed. Rahiqim makhtum, khitamuhu misk, and the last of it, the lingering odor that they will smell when they drink the last sip, Allah says, is musk, the finishing aftertaste. Alhamdulillah, is like musk. So for let this the competitors compete. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. If you want to compete in something, do not compete in weight and measure. Do not compete in worldly gain and worldly loss. Compete for Akhirah. Compete through every single worldly deed for Akhirah. Your buying, your selling, your trade, your business. Use it to reach this destination of adorned couches, to feel this radiance of pleasure, for that wine, the last of it, which is musk. Allah says, and its mixture is of tasneem. This is the highest spring in Jannah and the most favored drink of its inhabitants, a spring from which those near to Allah drink, those who are close to Allah, muqarrabun. How lovely it must be. May Allah give us to drink from it. Ameen. Indeed, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed. And when they passed by them, they would exchange derisive glances. Look at these people, subhanallah. And when they returned to their people, they would return jesting. Oh, remember I saw this so-and-so person. Subhanallah, they're really doing too much. They've gone off the deep end. And when they saw them, they would say, indeed, those are truly lost. But they had not been sent as guardians over them. So today, those who believed are laughing at the disbelievers. The tables have turned, Allah says, on adorned couches, observing. Have the believers not been rewarded this day for what they used to do? Do you want to know another way to have a mouthful of water from Rahiqul Makhtum, a mouthful of drink? Do you want to know how to wear an outfit from Jannah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a mu'min gives another mu'min one mouthful of water, Allah will give him water on the day of judgment from Rahiqul Makhtum. Whoever fed a hungry mu'min, Allah will feed him fruit from Jannah. Whoever clothed a mu'min, Allah will clothe him with green clothing from Jannah. Musnad Ahmad. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the splitting. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. When the sky has split open. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَهُقَّتْ. And has listened to its Lord and was obligated to do so. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ. And when the earth has been extended, stretched flat, spread out. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ. And has cast out that within it and relinquished it. The bodies, it throws the bodies out of the graves. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. And has listened to its Lord and was obligated to do so. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ قَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي. O mankind, indeed you are laboring toward your Lord with great exertion and will meet him, striving throughout your life until you meet your Lord, hastening toward death. Then as for he who is given his record in his right hand, he will be judged with an easy account. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. And return to his people in happiness. But as for he who is given his record behind his back, he will cry out for destruction and enter to burn in a blaze. Indeed, he had once been among his people in happiness. Indeed, he had thought he would never return to Allah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. The pious people, the one who will be in Jannah, were the ones who in this dunya were amongst the mushfiqoon. Remember in Surah Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once those people are in Jannah, they will say to each other, in this dunya, we used to be afraid. We were unsure of our end. But the people who will go to hellfire in this world are very happy. They are not afraid of anything. They live amongst their families, amongst their co-workers, in a very positive way because they have not really thought about Akhirah. They do not believe that they will ever be questioned, that they have to answer to anybody. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَن يَحُور. Indeed, he had thought he would never return to Allah, but yes, indeed his Lord was ever of him seeing. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ. So I swear by the twilight glow, and by the night and what it envelops, and by the moon when it becomes full, that you will surely embark upon experience, state after state. Allah says you will go through various stages, both in this life and in the hereafter. So what is the matter with them that they do not believe? And when the Quran is recited to them, they do not prostrate? وَإِذَا قُرِعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ Prostrate, do sajda. This is an ayah of sajda. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ But those who have disbelieved, deny. And Allah is most knowing of what they keep within themselves, because they know in their inside, within themselves, this is the truth. So give them tidings of a painful punishment, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds. For them is a reward uninterrupted. لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ May Allah grant us that. Ameen.